us is stating our victory in the now present. In other words, we are the ones, we are the masters that have come through the physical, through the body, to bring forth new relevance. And each of us have a place. Each of us have a determining value. We all have a different script. So we all have our little ego story. This is happening, that's, oh, whoa, this is happening. We all have a whoa, we really do. Because we're here to bring forth higher consequence. We're here to bring forth destiny. In other words, the Great Awakening we read about, we prayed about, we listened about, well, it's under our feet. It's under our feet. So what we're learning to do is to receive ourselves in victory. So victory is receiving ourselves in higher glance, in higher arrival. So as you will receive liftoff, so when I said it's really under your feet, I literally had us like as if we had jetpacks on our backs or whatever, where we're going liftoff. And so the idea being that we're moving mountains in consciousness, we're opening up to our true canvas. Now our true canvas is not 3D, not separation. Our true canvas is where we're righting a wrong. In other words, we're moving beyond duality, where we bring forth the broadcast of love. So if you think about what's occurring in, you know, events, pick any event really, there's great polarization. I mean, there's this huge polarization. So we are the determining value. So what you're walking out in your linear circumstances, your linear life, you know, how do I manifest this? How do I solve this problem? We want to remember we're doing it for all of mankind, womankind. We're doing it for all of the collective. So as we bring forth that highest glance, that highest broadcast, in other words, remember, we solve things in a new consciousness. So what we're each creating, we're doing it for all of humanity. So really feel the empowerment of that. Really feel that you're walking in master shoes. You can have shoes, you can have slippers, you can have Yeezys, whatever you want to be walking in. But make sure that you understand the value of your placement. To understand that God and its God, Goddess, in its wisdom, has placed you in the exact arrival. In other words, whatever you're cycling through, remember, you're cycling through your old warfare. So you're looking at your old consciousness in form. When you didn't think enough of yourself, when you felt like a victim, when you inherited all of the beliefs of your generational family tree, you're experiencing it in form, because it's a gestation period as you bring forth a new arrival. Now, when I said new arrival, I literally had everyone with these angel wings, not little cute little fluttery fairy angel wings like you would think of an archangel. So this is what we're administering. We're bringing forth miracles. We're bringing forth the completion of the karmic wheel. So think about that. Think about the high praise. Think about how high we must be reaching to bring forth a new arrival, because it's the heart-centered consciousness that's going to save the planet, that's going to save humanity. And it's not even the planet. We could always arrive at another planet. We've done it before. But there's a healing that is in effect, that's we're bringing forth, that we're manifesting, and we're doing it in our current placement. So each of us are in process of graduating out of a slump. A slump is, I keep manifesting out of an old belief. I keep manifesting out of an old consciousness. I saw my parents do it. I saw my grandparents do it. I see all my friends do it. And you have the awareness that there's a higher signaling and a higher approach. This is what we're leaning towards. They're showing me passion ignited. So the passion ignited is coming from our own heart center, where you look at the world, you look at generational grievances, you're looking at something and feeling that calling for change. So the change is what we are abiding by. Now, when I said abiding by, I had a quickening that could literally move mountains. And this is what we're doing. We're not just solving a linear problem with like a little glue or a little stitch here or there. Like, that's good enough. That's not what we're doing. We're not just, I just got confirmation, thank you. We're not just trying to get by. So, in other words, what has worked in the past is not gonna fill our gas tank. What's gonna fill our gas tank is when we alert ourselves to our higher value. They're showing me the destiny card. That means changes do each of us. Now, as we signal our readiness for change, we're gonna enter our new broadcast. Remember, what you're doing for your particular life is not just for your life. You may be living it, but you're living your life for everybody. Because as you make that shift, everyone has the opportunity to come on board. Understand, as you shift consciousness, as you go from victim and you release that and you create anew, as you go from holding the guilt, as you go from the shame and you bring forth your new arrival, what you're offering is an example that others are going to follow. Others are going to follow. You don't understand how far-reaching these decisions that you're going to be making through and through. When I said through and through, it's like over the course of the next 8 months. I don't know why it's not 9 months, but they're showing me 8 months. So I'm guessing like infinity symbol. Through and through. In other words, what we're learning for one decision, we solve this riddle. Oh, I can get a good night's sleep now. Something else is going to arrive. It's not arriving out of punitive damages. It's arriving because now you've solved the riddle. So if I solve the riddle with my new approach over here, I'm going to solve it with that new understanding over here, and by. So I literally had like, now I understand the gate. I have all these infinity symbols. And so this is where we're catching a ride, because the more that we understand our power, the more that we understand our emphasis, the more that we understand we're simply working with consciousness, and that we have the power to make that shift. They keep saying this, by and by, okay, by and by. So they're trying to prepare us that it's going to be again and again and again, because it's going to start getting very simple, very simple. It's like, I'm not going through the grievance process. I'm not going through the blame. I'm going into my resurrective move. So whether you think of the story of Jeshua, or you think of other miracles that come to your awareness, that, you know, this and more ye shall do. Ye is we. Ye is we. So as we will receive our highest appointment, I literally had the flower of life come and extend to each of us. Our highest appointment. You want to really understand this, and they're literally showing me like Metatron's cube, and somehow we're all part of it. There's no greater, there's no lesser. We're all equal. We're all equal through and through. So we're leaving duality, and we're receiving our divine appointment. We are here to show how to create with light. Well, to show how to create, we have to create. So we're learning how to create with our brilliance. We're learning how to create with our say-so. When I said that, the imagery was just, it was otherworldly. Our say-so is our agreement. So they're going to be showing us individually. It's like we each get a take-home package. We have higher consent. We have higher visioning. We have higher signaling. That's going to be helping us do our homework. So with our say-so is, are we attuning to yesterday? Are we tuning to the belief that you took on when you were 4 years old? Are you attuning to the belief that was spread around the dinner table? Are you attuning to the belief of the colleagues that continue to identify with victimization? Are you attuning to your brilliance? So the take-home package, the party favor, is going to be higher guidance. There's an energy of Metatron that it's like signaling our readiness, and I've got the energy that is importing us to our new direction. So as we will receive this holy involvement, so we're involving ourselves with our holiness, we're involving ourselves with our correct placement. So they're asking us to feel our life. You were born, you had a childhood and adolescence, you grew up, you had adult relationships, jobs, whatever. And to recognize that we are now signaling our readiness to come on board. In other words, we've been doing all of this walking for the purpose of establishing heaven on earth, for bringing forth new awareness. We're living our lives for the betterment of all, as teachers, as way showers, as leaders. What we're walking out in our linear functioning, in other words, this is on my to-do list, everyone's got a to-do list. We're doing to teach higher consciousness, higher value. So each of us has an agreement that was pre-arranged. So is there predestiny? There's destiny in terms of what you have agreed to demonstrate. You have wiggle room. Which movie do you see? But you have agreed to play your part in the unveiling of truth. So you want to remember that you have a lot of protection, a lot of predestinated formulation. What they mean by that in English is you have support showing you the way home, as you will entitle yourself, as you will ready yourself. Ready yourself. So when you watch yourself with the old dialogue, well, this dialogue is not going to get me anywhere. This is clearly not the new approach. So when you can chuckle at it, when you can observe it, the chuckling helps. Because you're either going to chuckle or you're going to worry. When you worry, it's like tailspin. We've all had that. Been there, done that. We're ready for victory. So as you will receive your grandest applause, I have seraphine angels. You know, it's sort of like you have the president, you have the motorcade. So imagine seraphine angels closest to God, goddess, the divine, divinity, guiding you home, quickening your readiness. It doesn't matter if you're on the floor crying. It doesn't matter if you're whimpering. It doesn't matter if you're wailing. There is a seraphine angel by and by. Now, you may not hear the rustling of those wings. You may suddenly have an idea. It doesn't matter how you receive it. Do not get concerned of, I can't see what she's saying. It doesn't matter. Seeing it doesn't get me anything. I have to agree to it. I see it, but I still have free will. It's where you put your placement that is the determining value. They're showing me the card, triumphant success. We are all finding our way home. So as you will receive this offering, I just see a light bulb turned on, so I will share my little quick story. As I was preparing, I had a light bulb that was off. I have three lights in my vanity. One was off for, oh my gosh, I hate to say this, but weeks. It suddenly came on out of nowhere, just came on as I had an inspired thought. They wanted me to include that. They're like, I almost forgot. As I had an inspired thought, Spirit's like, ta-da, that's what's going to get you home. That's what's going to make the difference, because there's no reality separate from us. It is us. It's our victimhood or our self-determination, our self-pleasuring. So as we will receive the light, thank you. They're like, get back to point. So I just saw that light get turned on for each of us. So remember, we're signaling our readiness. We are at higher advantage. We want to be open to those new thoughts. You suddenly are going to see your same situation from a new awareness. It's your job to jump on board. It's your job to say yes. It's your job to take that leap of faith. Well, I've never been very positive in the past with the old alignment. But you're graduating now. So as we will receive this offering, that's where we were, as we will receive this offering by and by, that means on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, by and by, consistency, we bring forth our destiny. They're actually saying our hallelujah, our hallelujah. So as we will receive this, we want to feel this energy infiltrating. Just imagine perfume from like higher dimensional realities. However you receive it, it could be the scent of a rose. It could just be light, whatever suits you. But you want to feel the energy cascading. In other words, reaching every aspect of your life. Every aspect of your life. Why just change one aspect? Why just heal one problem? Every aspect of your life. Health, relationships, finances, future promotions, healings, family healings. Because we may be trying, for one thing, not understanding the root cause of the problem. So we want to be flexible for what spirit shows us. I'm trying to create more finances and they show me someone I still have a grievance towards. Trust what arrives. Trust that it's your next step. Trust that it's your next advancement. And that you'll be given the tools. Your job is to have the willingness, the readiness. And if you don't, acknowledge that and then ask for support. I'd like to, but I can feel like I don't want to let go. But I'm willing to be shown how. The willingness. A little tiny gesture is all spirit needs. A tiny nod, a tiny agreement. If you show me how, I am willing. So when we're receiving this help, we don't want to receive it as if it, the outside help is separate from us. Oh, you're powerful and I'm not. This is not going to get us home. We want to receive it as an opportunity to understand our highest claim. So this is going to be our higher self, our divine self, our I am presence, our Christ self, our Buddhahood. It's all semantics. Pick what excites you. This is not drudgery. It's what excites you. It excites me to think that I'm one with my Christ self, with my Buddha self. What excites you? What turns you on? What brings you hope? What brings you light? Let us receive, they're saying, in total bliss. Now, I had to add that in total bliss because some of us are still understanding that God is joy. We've been so busy struggling. Bliss? What is bliss? I'm just trying to survive here. In total bliss. Because when we're one in union with our divine self, we bring forth merriment. We bring forth truth. Permit that. Sacral chakra, permit joy, happiness, light. In the midst of. Yeah, well, I still have that court date. In the midst of. In the midst of. Let us receive. As we receive, remember the abundance. So as we receive, we're welcoming more, we're going beyond. We're dropping the need for that linear, well, it's going to take me a year, she seems ahead of me. No, this is the mind, keeps delaying. Receive now. Receive in joy. Receive in light.